you only know that because of Rebecca Black?
You are listening to WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM. Free people. Free radio. And I guess right now there's a stupid dumb show going on. Wow, that's loud. There's a what? Oh, your mic. Oh, there it
there's
is.
Oh, okay.
That is loud. Why does that have to be so loud? Why can't I do things right?
It's just troublesome. Troublesome bubblegum.
See, that's a little bit better. I can hear myself and I can hear the that stuff. Everything is going smoothly. I don't think... I'm not going to screw up anything on this show on purpose.
Do we need this packaging anymore?
Maybe, yes.
Why?
Because there is warranty on those wires.
All right, I'm going to put these in here.
Otherwise, I would have thrown them out. Context? None. That's just the way...
Wait, are you talking about me?
Well, people can't hear you right now, so...
Tell everybody who you are.
I guess I'm the K-Man. There's...
I'm over here.
There's another person right over there, I guess. Shredder?
Mm-hmm.
And the condition is just hanging out in the other side of the room screaming.
Hi.
Tearing through boxes, tearing the place up.
And I am going to play the underwriting stuff. Because that's the right thing to do. And it's not that hard to do. And that was the
underwriting
fundraiser
fundraisers
announcement thing. It's we're doing stuff. We're fundraising. Enthusiasm is there as always. Very important.
Yes.
For reasons that escape me currently. I'd say it, but I don't remember. My brain doesn't work. It's only worked twice in my life, and today is not one of those days.
Oh, it had to, because you're recording.
Well, I started a little late on the whole conversation digest. But what are you going to do?
You're in the mountain there. I'm going to drive real fast and turn left.
Why isn't that sugar kicking in yet? And the caffeine, that's going to take a while.
Maybe you just didn't have enough of the sugar or the caffeine.
Well, I had two cans of the soda before. And not just any soda, the Mountain Dew. Cherry style.
I don't know, if I'm drinking soda, I gotta... probably six cans before I feel any difference.
Well, you're gonna have to hop to it. If you wanna get that sugar rush going on.
Pick it up,
my energy. Well, we're waiting for the sugar to kick in before that goes on. Or hand me some of that hand sanitizer. I need to sniff some of it.
Oh, hey man.
After I put it on my hands. What?
That was pretty silly and childish.
What's the name of the show then?
The Silly Childish Stupid Dumb Show.
Looks like we might have to rename the show. The Silly Childish Stupid Dumb Show.
Just have to keep adding adjectives to it every week.
That really dehumanize someone if they,
And now what? You don't have to look at me like that with your spiteful, hate-filled eyes.
Where's this going anyway?
It's nowhere.
There is no direction. We talk until we get tired of talking, and then we might play a song.
Well, how about you talk until I get tired of you talking?
The whole thing's gonna be songs then.
I think you guys should play more music.
Oh, as if that's the way it's gonna be,
that's
I'm gonna be talking the entire time.
That's about five and a half years ago when we first started volunteering here. Have we told you that story, Shredder?
No.
Well, we'll tell you off the air. Speaking of which, I'll start with a song. This is a Nirvana with "Serve the Servants" off the In Utero album. And then Kurt Cobain died. Right here on WNRBLP. Smugglers? Is this loud enough now? Or did I just turn the headphone? There it is.
Yeah.
That was the Smugglers with Death of a Romantic. Right here on WNRBOP.
Hello.
Yes. Yes, Mr. The Condition?
Hi.
Well, hello to you too. It's nice to see you here tonight so early.
They think so too.
Who's they? Well, they can't see you. Unless we have very good viewership right now. Which is what someone else used to say.
Michael E. Bauman.
Michael E. Bauman.
He's never worked in real radio before.
Buddy.
Buddy.
Well, no one can really hear what you're saying.
Hmm.
What shredder?
What does that button do?
Oh, I'm looking on the wrong page. That's why it's not telling me.
Are you sure you're broadcasting live? Okay, man. Do you have levels?
Yeah. Yeah, we got levels.
I don't know what it's for.
Bum, 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 bum. Two-way intercom system to communicate with another studio.
Oh, I guess we don't need it on then.
That's what that is?
Like, I think it sounds very familiar.
Yeah, but it's a separate little studio where someone does the news. We don't have that, so we don't have to worry about it.
That's, right, yes, that button doesn't matter if it's on or not.
Problem solved. Egg goes nut, eh?
No, it's just going to be a game of will it be on, will it be off?
Who's going to take bets until next week?
Is it a game of he said, she said?
We'll see it by which button it is. On.
It owls.
It owls on.
It's owl meow meow.
You just say meow?
Meow. What meow?
It's on meow?
When is this show over?
Don't worry, there's only another meow hour and 40 minutes.
Wait a minute.
Another hour 40 meow.
Why do you have to be so negative, Mr. The Condition? Doesn't mean you have to be negative. Oh, there's music back there, so it's not dead air.
It just seems like dead air from where you are.
Because I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, don't mind me. I'm just writing stuff down.
Yeah, I see that.
Making myself notes on the notepad.
Apparently.
Planning for later.
Always. All I do is plan. Doing stuff, no. I just plan. Planning is the cool thing to do.
Hmm.
And sometimes the condition hates me for it.
Why? I don't get what's going on over here.
I don't get it either. I don't. What are you looking at?
Nothing in this room makes sense anymore.
Up is down, left is right. CDs are strewn about.
Oh. They're never going to find that CD now.
Yeah. Good for organizational skills, Mr. The Condition.
Cleanliness is next to broadcasting. Or, you know what else.
Oh, the old adage. Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Let's give the audience all these music songs.
Give them some?
Yeah.
Okay. Next up is The Promise Ring with Say Goodbye Good. I think I said that wrong. Say Goodbye Good.
Yep, that's the title.
Good. Here it is, right here on WNRBLP.
Say goodbye, good. Hey, hey, hey. We might not be fooling around today. If we go all the way. Hey, hey, hey. All that is after us is the songs that we play. Say goodbye, good. Hey, hey, hey. All we've got is right now if you're not going my way. The eyes are listening. Hey, hey, hey. We might not mean anything that we'd say. No, no way. Fire.
topic of disease. Mikey had a facial scar and Bobby was a racist. They were all in love with dying. They were doing it in Texas. Tommy played piano like a kid out in the rain. And then he lost his leg in Dallas. He was dancing with the train. They were all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how to look through other people's eyes.
Pursuit and fiery auto crashes. Some will die in hot pursuit while sifting through my ashes. Some will fall in love with life and drink it from a fountain that is pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes.
Another Mikey took a knife while arguing in traffic. Flipper died a natural death. He caught a nasty virus. Then there was the ever-present football player rapist. They were all in love with dying. They were doing it in Texas. Holly caught a bullet, but it only hit his leg. Well, it should have been a better shot. Got him in the head. They were all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes.
I wasn't ready on that one.
I think there's supposed to be some more Fiona and Cake at some point too.
Well, first off, that was the Butthole Surfers with Pepper, and right here on WNRBLP. And now, what were you talking about? Someone with Cake?
I think there's. Did you see the episode with Fiona and Cake?
No.
You should watch that at some point soon.
I'm only somewhere in the second season.
I'm talking directly to the K-Man.
Oh, then you can.
Okay.
You're talking to me.
Yeah.
Who you talking? I'm not a clown.
It's
whatever.
It's somewhere in season four.
Well, I'm very far behind.
Oh, they're so greasy.
As in most things.
Spider-Man's so greasy.
The magic man shows up again.
The magic man, he's great.
He's a huge
adventure time.
Just a little spoiler, he's a huge jerk again.
I don't think that's much of a spoiler. He turned Finn into a giant foot. And then turned a bird inside out. And then disappeared into the sky.
Magic man!
With something written in. I don't know if I could say it. Idiocy?
No. No.
I don't think a community radio show could be canceled due to idiocy.
I don't know if any major shows could either. Like, I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
Taking a guess.
I don't know about this jerky shredder.
Oh yeah, it wasn't the it's not the greatest quality. But if you're hungry for jerky and that's your only choice, it's
I'd rather go hungry.
I think that was Yeti jerky.
Spaghetti jerky?
Yeti. Bigfoot.
Oh, then I would have paid twice as much if it was Yeti jerky.
The abominable snowman jerky? Okay.
Yeah,
I think we're hitting the wall again. Next up on the Stupid Dumb Show, right here on WNRBLP, is the Foo Fighters with I'll Stick Around. Because I'm crazy!
Thank you.
you guys, like, jump on the air, like, you've got something to say, and then you have...
Well, there'd be dead air then.
Yeah.
That was Devo with...
You guys are dictated by the music. I don't know about that.
What did Devo...
Only by the end of the music.
Through being cool. That was Devo with Through Being Cool. We control right here on WNRBLP.
We control when it starts. We don't control when it ends.
I control the horizontal and the vertical hold.
No, you don't.
Only when I'm behind the TV.
You have nothing to do with it.
I've done that before.
In the 1980s.
I can still do that. There's a TV that I can do it to.
Yeah, at an antique store.
No. Downstairs at a certain house. It takes like 20 minutes for that thing to warm up. And then you don't want to watch TV after that.
You know, theoretically, that would be worth more as parts than as a working TV.
Shredder.
Why do you have to say such hurtful things like that?
I don't know. I just... I'm sure there's somewhere... There's lots of people looking for old TV tubes or vacuum tubes or something.
He's going to... Find him in a dumpster.
He's gonna fight him in a dumpster?
He's gonna do something with fighting and...
That seems like a bad place to fight. It's very confined and...
Maybe that works for him.
No matter which direction you go, you're hitting metal.
Get closer to the mic, Mr. The Condition.
I've got nothing to say.
Why not?
Well, I don't know what conversation died.
You just hate?
I just have something stuck in my teeth.
You just hate stuff.
It's like greasy jerky.
Yeah, there's one spot in my mouth where I was like, well, if I eat any sort of jerky-ish meat or sausage, it's like, oh, I'm going to be cleaning that out later.
Oh, I have that as well.
I think I ate one of those bags that came in the jerky thing. It ripped open and it was like...
Like the little bags of silicate or whatever that's like, do
was
not
that
eat.
Tonight?
That was a while ago.
Oh.
Because I remember... The beef jerky being really crunchy one time.
Yeah, and then he complained about how awful it tasted the week after.
I'm probably dead right now. And this is my fantasy. And it's really horrible fantasy.
So is the story. Am I on the air?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I'm waving.
How long until Pierce Morgan no longer has a job?
12 days. Who is that?
He's a guy on CNN from England.
Does he talk like this?
Is there a possibility? Yes. Is there a possibility that fly on Barack Hussein Obama's face was fake? That he did it for sympathy?
Remote controlled?
Yeah. A drone, Shredder. A drone.
I don't know if they have drones that small.
They're gonna have bug-sized drones in the very near future.
Movies have lied to us if they don't.
Well, then what the hay is going on?
Here's a hint. You get jerky stuck in your teeth, right?
Is that like laser GPS tracking?
This is only part of what I'm setting up here. About 2 minutes before you ate the jerky, you washed your hands with hand sanitizer. All right, you think they're dry, and then you eat the jerky, but then you get the jerky stuck in your teeth. When you're trying to pry that jerky out of your teeth...
You're too busy.
...with your fingers covered in what you thought was dry hand sanitizer, and all of a sudden it tastes like a really bad Fleischmann's vodka in your mouth.
Isn't that what the kids drink nowadays, is hand sanitizer?
Or Fleischmann's.
Or bath salts.
Okay, man, that is not anything
they turn into zombies and eat human flesh.
All right, I'll...
It's not my problem they're doing that.
Well, what if they eat your face?
Well, good luck me being outside. I'm not going to be outside. You just burp.
No. Why would... No.
Is that how you pick jerky out of your teeth?
I couldn't get traction on it, so I put my sleeve in there. I got it, too.
See, it's an aptly named show. You're talking about using your sleeve to rip beef jerky out of your teeth.
Oh, when does this end?
I don't know.
I'm just calling it quits right now, seriously.
No. Right now, it's getting much better than it was a half hour ago.
Yes.
Oh, because I'm on the air now with you guys?
No, because I'm slowly going crazy.
Shredder, did you just
pick
your nose? Was it an itch? Or?
Itch.
Yeah, I got itches. In my nose.
You'll know the difference if you ever...
Be sure to watch him constantly, what he does with his nose and what he hauls out of it. I don't know why I had to say that.
That Beatles poster where they're walking the Abbey Road that's been up for 6 years now on that wall.
I'm the Beatles.
Not that spot, though. That used to be in a different spot, didn't it, Cameron?
Paul McCartney doesn't have shoes on.
Well, that may not be Paul McCartney.
Paul is dead.
I've heard that Paul McCartney, the suspicion was he would never go shoeless or something like that, or he would never...
See that guy in the background? He's staring at him because he knows he's dead.
That guy in the background's George Harrison. And
no,
he's
way back there.
You know, the guy is staring at his car, which probably
he's staring at McCartney.
No, the guy doesn't even know who they are.
Look over there.
Yeah, that's why he's staring at the Beatles.
You know what we should do?
Does it occur to you he's staring at the Beatles because they are the Beatles?
You know what we should do? We should go over there and
Abbey
have
Road?
Our picture taken just like everyone else does.
Abbey Road.
Yes, I'll take my shoes off.
And not be yourself, be an imposter?
Might as well.
Is there a legitimate claim that he is not really Paul McCartney?
Yeah, and I read some website where the guy in the back is actually staring at Paul McCartney because he's not the real Paul.
How would he know that? Who's the guy in the background?
I don't remember. But no. It was some huge conspiracy theory website about it all.
And so he can tell from way back there, which is about 100 feet
away. Well, there's probably better resolution pictures than what's on this poster.
K-Man, this guy is about 70 years old. And he's standing 100 feet away, and
he could be orchestrating it all.
He's not like the Slender Man.
Well, how about I'll find you that website, and you can get stuck on it for a while, and someone got reconstructed.
How have I not heard of the Slender Man before, like, a week ago?
I don't know why.
You never heard of the Slender Man?
No. I had never heard of him before.
Never watch a movie that I thought was about the Slender Man, but it's not, called The Tall Man or The Thin Man with Jessica Biel in it. It's a horrible movie. Gut-wrenching. So you're telling me this guy that got the plastic surgery looked like Paul McCartney just happens to have wonderful talent just like Paul McCartney did. Think about that.
Well, the songs he do now hold a candle to the stuff he used to do?
Wings? At this point, K-Man, this was supposed to be the imposter right here.
Yeah.
The Beatles were still mightily, heavily influential in the music industry, even despite the supposed fraudulent Paul McCartney.
Well, it's not like I believe this. This is just what I read.
I think he kind of indicated he did believe it, didn't he?
No, he said he just read a conspiracy place.
I'm just restating what a conspiracy place said.
You told me there's a lot of really clear-cut evidence that this is not.
Well, it's not really clear-cut. I'm just reciting info I found.
It's clear-cut to someone.
Because conspiracies are real, and everything there is about them is true.
Is that what's going on now?
Yes.
I'm hanging it up now. Ooh,
you're going to phone it in from way back there.
You might have to rub it.
Well, inner monologue. Anyway, I guess...
That'll do, pig.
Enough conspiracy theory for a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And what is this? Mary LaForte? Paint it black?
By request.
No!
No, don't yell into the microphone. Don't do it.
We don't do requests. And somehow Shredder just sneaks them in all the time. And I already wrote it down in the paper, so I have to play it.
I see a red door in the...
Marie douceur, c'est ainsi que tu me surnommes. Tu crois bien sûr me connaître mieux que personne. Marie colère existe aussi, fais bien attention. Je te l'ai déjà jadis 100 000 fois sur tous les temps. Marie douceur a beaucoup, beaucoup de patience. Oui, mais un jour tu verras entrer dans la danse. Marie colère avec des éclairs dans les yeux. Je sais laquelle aura le plus peur de nous deux. Marie douceur est avec toi bien trop gentille. Si tu persistes à regarder les autres filles. Toi, toute griffe dehors. Marie sœur aime bien chanter des ballades. Mais ne t'y fie pas trop, un bon conseil prends garde. C'est ainsi que tu me surnommes. Tu crois bien sûr me connaître mieux que personne. Marie-Colère est maintenant là devant toi. Marie-Douceur n'est plus qu'un souvenir déjà.
You are listening to WNRB LP Waza 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio.
We're just jiggling this thing all over the place.
That was Frank Black with Los Angeles right here on WNRB LP.
He's doing his thing.
He was in the Pixies.
He was the Pixies.
All right. Good fight.
I'd say he's half the Pixies.
And then Kim Deal's the other half?
Yes.
Okay. The Condition was part of the Pixies as well. He's stuck in the loop. All he says is hi. He thinks it's cool.
He thinks he's Dustin Hoffman.
You do?
Yeah. It's the one.
Yes, that's where I put the Conversation Digest one. And people don't know what I'm talking about, so...
Uh-oh.
Are you breaking stuff again?
Oh, they're all right here.
That's a good place for him.
Just that's where I put there.
No, it's Richard Nixon making that noise.
Or the head of Richard Nixon.
Shredder.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Shredder?
Huh?
What are you doing? Why are you hovering?
It's very off-putting and awkward.
Don't
you judgmental?
Yes, you do.
Don't you judgmental?
How dare you judgmental me?
All right, Kim.
What?
I can't make a mistake every
Oh, it's like, you know, the verbal mistakes don't happen that often. So when they do happen, you gotta jump all over them.
Who, me, Shredder?
Especially that metal-on-metal noise.
It's like we're in a robot factory in here.
How do you build them and then destroy them?
Just like robots.
Who's good penmanship?
Not it.
Look at my handwriting at this. Look at that. Can you even read that? It's in a proprietary language.
Who here has good penmanship? It's always a red flag. Don't say I do, because you'll end up doing something, having to do something.
I was proving to you that I should not write anything.
And I honestly have awful handwriting.
Shredder.
That's why I use computers for everything.
I used to have beautiful cursive.
Not anymore. After you broke your hand, you didn't know how to write good.
Okay, man, come on.
What? That's what happened to me twice.
Broke your hand. Never.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
It felt like I did. I was sitting on my hand and I didn't have feeling anymore. And what's that one thing where you don't have oxygen to your
it fell asleep.
Extremities for an experienced amount?
Nice language there you got.
Extended amount of time and it kills the muscles in your hand. Crush syndrome. I watched House. It's a real thing.
Are you sure it wasn't lupus?
It's never lupus.
No,
oh, it was lupus once. I saw that episode where it was lupus, and they were confused. What?
Crushing injury to skeletal muscle.
How that... It shatters my mind that doesn't have a more technical name.
Or traumatic rhabdomyosis or Bywaters syndrome.
Bywater syndrome is better because it doesn't tell you what it is.
But Crush Syndrome.
It's a good band name.
No,
Crush Syndrome?
Sure, I think we're gonna leave you. I just can't handle this.
If you kept walking, not walking back and forth, and
then I can't see the song selections and things.
You don't need to do anything more. That looks nice.
It looks pretty.
Condition, you did a good job. You didn't even have to ask for it.
I usually do have to, but...
Well, I'm going to jump a song on.
All right.
Hey,
Condition.
Hey.
Look what time it is.
Yeah, Station ID.
I did that like 5 minutes
ago. Oh, did you? I totally...
I did.
No.
Fine, I'll do it again. You are listening to WNRB LP Waza 93.3 FM. Free people, free radio. And now it's time for Juno Reactor with Pistolero. Right here on WNRBLP. Oops. Yeah, that's good enough. Got an escapade, or an escalade, an escanonali.
Let's go on a escapade and an escalade.
That was Cheap Trick with He's a Whore, right here on WNRBLP. What? You could say that.
Look up disapproval.
It's all I know is hate.
Wait a minute.
It's like a mean monkey just sitting over there pointing.
At a Jamaican wedding.
Squinting and pointing.
Scowling.
Throwing stuff every once in a while.
The condition. The hate monger. Scowling over in the corner. Bringing everyone down. Now the condition is the Joker laughing at everything he sees.
No.
FaceTiming, what is that?
It's when you have an Apple device with a front camera and it's video and video chat. Right now? Who's looking at your little puppy? That is interesting.
Yeah. Okay
the condition's making crazy noises.
Oh, when does this show end?
It never. Always ends and always begins. It ends where you begin.
Everything is part of this show. Everything just doesn't know it.
Hanging on to three strong, K-Man.
Yes.
Who won the listener race tonight?
It's probably some of those monkeys out in the trees in the jungle. You know, like those spider monkeys?
Like bonobos?
Yes. I guess those aren't the same as spider monkeys.
No.
Lemurs aren't monkeys.
Oh, this is so boring.
Fennec foxes?
This is like an extension of Conversation Digest. The boredom never
I'm getting happens. Sick of this microphone thing going like that.
You should just get like a steel bar and attach it to the wall. So this is where the microphone goes, right here.
I will complain about the station manager. He's so nice at his job, and he's nice to everyone. Oh, man, it makes me angry.
Makes me look bad.
Wait, that's not really complaining, is it?
It's being sarcastic and saying
no, that's me complaining.
Shutter, you and I have the same plight. We're too nice. Hey, man, you don't have to worry about that.
I take a different route.
Keep trucking.
My route
here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Could I please hear something that I haven't heard for a while? Do you have the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
No.
Oh, that is a good song.
Yeah.
I do not have it.
Do you have anything by Johnny Cash? Johann Cash?
No.
Fatboy Slim?
Nope.
Why?
Because it had to be on there.
Where's there? I'm not Tron. I can't look into a computer.
You see that computer right there?
What do you have that I might like? Artist only.
I'll tell unicorns. You
yes, very much so.
Yeah, I even had that queued.
Yeah, it's like three songs away.
I like the unicorns.
Three songs away, though.
Well, I can't wait that long.
I suppose I could. Could make
yeah,
a.
Yeah, you could.
I could make an adjustment. Okay.
Due to popular demand.
Popular demand by Mr. The Condition.
Wait a minute, are you dedicating it to me? Plus, you said you don't like requests. That wasn't really a request, it was more like a...
Yeah, demand. That's...
By popular request of Mr. The Condition and...
Shredder? Does Shredder want to hear this?
No, what's the other thing? And dedicated to The Condition.
Oh, thanks, K-Man.
This is The Unicorns with I Was Born a Unicorn right here on WNRBLP.
This could be put on to this. Shredder, what do you think?
Let me turn off the microphones.
Is it real? It's my creation. understand my intentions. Ooh, ooh, it's science. Magic technology.
That's enough Oingo Boingo with Weird Science right here on WNRBLP. Oingo Oingo Boingo Boingo?
Oingo Boingo is fantastic. They're what the 80s were meant to be. And I can't hear
your... Can you now?
They were meant to be, yes. 80s were meant to be Reaganomics.
Thanks for that.
Who, me?
Yes. Peer with your watchful eye into the studio.
And the landscape of wires.
Better.
Yes.
It's gonna be phenomenal.
The wires are living in your mind.
But also, through the hole, up there into the back of this. It's happening.
I don't know what you're talking about now.
The computer.
We're gonna shove the computer down the hole?
No. The cords.
Maybe we can hook up the hub then. USB hub.
Don't know if we should put them on the desk, because we will get heck fired for that.
Then let's keep it there. No, that right there then. Because...
But cords need to go under the table and up into the computer.
Well, some cords aren't that long.
Did a refrigerator just go on in here?
Yes.
What was that noise, Shredder?
Air-powered refrigerator.
Oh, okay.
Was that me?
You know, this desk is usually nice looking, but you junked up all your stuff.
Junked it up.
Oh! Hey-o!
Yeah, what are you going to do? Probably sick of hearing you in the background.
No, they're not.
Heckling.
Yeah, Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah. He's a tool. Why isn't the program light on the top of that mic one?
That's why.
He must have hit that before.
That's why. Ooh. I sounded weird in my headset, because I wasn't in my headset.
When you moved everything off the right there, my phone hit
that. Oh, yep. That's exactly what happened.
Well, you should have noticed.
I said, why are you knocking my phone over?
Yeah. But as the person that's running the board, you need to be aware of what's going on the board.
This wire right here is right over the program lights. I can't see
it. As soon as Shredder sounded weird to himself, he would have sounded weird to you as well. You're wearing headsets, aren't you? Headphones?
Yes.
Okay, then you should have noticed that yourself.
That's what those things on my ears are?
Yes. And what you're doing with your ears, that's called hearing.
No, I'm listening.
With your ears?
Yes. Not hearing.
This is a debacle.
I'm going to listen with my ears as I watch with my eyes.
Oh, Shredder.
I had no idea what he just said.
And pick up
Shredder Juvenile.
Wow, we're just down to one now.
Wah, 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 wah.
I'll catch you during the...
You know, what you're doing there is not very helpful. That is not helpful to the whole thing, or...
No.
Shredder Best.
Turning that microphone off.
Shredder Best. Shredder
not
best.
Like it Shredder doesn't best. Help. You know, it's called Stupid Dumb Show, but you don't have to really literally walk around just saying everyone's name and then dancing like Michael Jackson.
This, search protector dangling in here?
Nope.
Why?
Because?
Apathy?
Shredder.
Yes.
Oh, that is pretty nice over there. I didn't realize it was like that.
Well, I'm going to play MC Frontalot in arrears.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Yep.
Okay. Right here on WNRBLP.
As a matter of habit, it's when the clucking in the head is signaling I think it's gravity. Gonna drop an egg out, better not sleep through. Better hope to have a microphone handy too. Here's a handy clue, it's a two-part story. Go to bed in the end, get up in the morning. But don't ask the third act, it happened as I slept. Meant to maintain consciousness, wasn't a death. What was it I kept meaning to do, make happen? From quarter to two until G minor come tapping. Like run a lot, you oughta come on out of your room. Says through the crack in the door that he can smell my perfume. That I haven't been to bed in a week. Come, come, that's a slight exaggeration. And I'm almost done with a brand new record. If I could just locate the edit window that I first intended to create. Spin around, what does it do to your inner ear? Your account, don't pay the dues, you are in arrears. What I found is you get just another day or two. Falling down, dizziness does that tease. Spin around, what does it do to your inner ear? Your account, don't pay the dues, you are in arrears. What I found is we get just another day or two. Falling down, dizziness does that tease. Up on any thought that I got, settle into the rotation of the loves me not, and the bed's right there, but they don't quite beckon. Try to sit upright for another couple seconds, and another knuckle beckons itself uncracked. Can't remember what I'm looking at, rewinding it back, trying to find an exact definition for the phobia. Getting into bed, I think instead I'm about to go to the all-night Brooklyn coffee supply, making terrible decisions, and I don't know why. Am I? Oh me? Oh, what is it to be? Oh, digital clock come creeping on the 300, but lying in the dark is worse. Now maybe in arrears with the sleep but averse to try to accomplish is epic how I fail. In opposition to the pillow prevails. Spin around, what does it do to your inner ear? Your account, don't pay the dues, you are in arrears. What I found is you get just another day or two. Falling down, dizziness does that tease. Spin around, what does it do to your inner ear? Your account, don't pay the dues, you are in arrears. What I found is we get just another day or two. Falling down, dizziness does that tease. Spin around, what does it do to your inner ear?
They really cut off on the end there. That was better than Ezra with Good right here on WNRBLP. And I guess we're going to stop like a half hour early because we got
business.
No, you already guilted me into it.
Secret business.
Yes, it is secret. And odds are we're going to be off the air.
Secret eating.
So if, no, it doesn't. We'll be off the air because we're fixing some stuff. And
secret fixes.
There will be nothing on the air. You will hear nothing.
Yeah, typically that's what you say. It's going to be silent.
It'll be silent.
For the next half hour, I'm going to be talking about everything I like about Barack Hussein Obama.
Or
secret silence.
Or there will be a silent movie being played with no music.
We're going to talk about K-Man's girlfriend for the next half hour.
Nice. Maybe even longer.
Secret girlfriends.
Maybe 45 minutes to an hour.
So whenever we're back on the air is when we'll be back on.
Secret future. Robert.
It's all up in the air right now.
What's the name of Roger's character, Robert Spanish? They kept on whispering the shudders. Did you see that episode of American Dad?
Well, I'm gonna get it off now.
I don't know.
The air. You've been listening to the Stupid Dumb Show on WNBLP. And we're gonna go do secret stuff now. Secret stuff.
Secret stuffings.
Let me be clear. Secret stuff. And read my lips. Some secret stuff.
All right.
Secrets.
You don't have to get angry.
Secret angry.
Okay, this is it now.
No, it wasn't Robert Spanish. What was it?
Robert Goulet.
Just gonna
Robert Loja.
Where is this? I wanna play something.
Do this without having his lights on?
I would like the lights on.
Lights.
Robert.
Well, the
lights
mics are still on right now.
Secret lighting.
We'll just play this until we're off.